Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa and the world headquarters here, right next to San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And great, great show here. Who knew that there was so much interest in saltwater fly fishing?
You did.
Yeah,
I did. Everybody did.
I mean, we just don't talk a lot about it.
Totally.
But Conway Bowman, Al Q, and Jane Miller are here. Mayfly Project, the Double Haul Ball, the Cast Hope Projects, all this good stuff. And that's one thing I'll say about fly guys is that they do a lot of good things for other people, which is really cool. And the fly guys are so interested in getting other people involved in the sport. Much more so, in my opinion, than saltwater.
That's true.
Saltwater and freshwater. I mean, just my opinion.
Yeah.
It just seems like there's so much more outreach for other guys to get you involved in fly fishing. It's like, I am so passionate about this sport. I want you to be passionate about it, too. And there seems to me, just my opinion coming from the outside looking in, that saltwater fly fishermen are just more passionate about what they do.
Yeah, I don't want Conway anywhere near my zone.
Yeah. not that conventional anglers aren't passionate about what they do, because we all are, too.
Hey, and don't forget all that women have exploded.
Yes, exploded. In both sides, right?
For 10 years, I started, 20 years ago. 10 years, I never saw another female on the river.
Yeah.
And then now it's just exploded. You got United Women on the Fly, you got SoCal Women on the Fly, I had Olympia Women on the Fly. I mean, it's just exploded all over the country.
And the same in conventional fishing, too, which is great.
That's
seeing that. Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, let's first, before we find out what's fighting, we're going to go for a little weather report from our buddy Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. He's in Cabo right now, which is really not a great place to be right now, right, Dave?
It's as bad as they said it's going to be, Pete. And the really bad thing about this thing is that if you look at windy.com, it's not going to move till Monday.
Yeah.
We got wiped out last night. No power, tons of rain, a lot of wind. Started around 1 o'clock. It's probably blowing 50, 60 knots right now. You can't see across the street. It is blowing so hard. And, the whole town's been out of power since 4 o'clock this morning. We got out of power at 1 this morning. It's not a good scenario. It's not a good place to be right now. But we're going to see what happens. I'll have another report for you tomorrow when I call in for the fishery reports. But, yeah, say a prayer. This thing doesn't want to move. I've never seen one do this before. It's going to stay all the way through Monday. It doesn't move.
And it's not so much the wind that's going to do the damage, it's the water.
The water.
Yeah.
Phenomenal amount of water. They're telling 15 inches of rain today.
Oh.
And the rainfall has been online with that already, Dave?
So far, it's ugly, Rick. It's pretty ugly right now. I don't know what's going to happen here. But.
And it's headed right into the East Cape, up toward La Paz, the whole thing. It's just kind of sitting there, right?
Yeah, the whole thing, it's a big, giant mess. It is a mess, and it doesn't want to go anywhere. It loves Cabo San Lucas for some reason. It's going to sit here till Monday.
Oh, boy.
For God's sake.
So you obviously have a backup generator, and you obviously have cell service, too, right?
Yeah, the cell service seems to be working just fine, and, we can't really put the generator out in the yard yet because it is pouring down rain and blowing like a son of a gun. But as soon as we get a little break, we're going to put some power on. But, it sucks.
Yeah, not good. And is the wind supposed to sustain at that 40 to 60 miles an hour, or is it supposed to get worse?
It's supposed to get worse this afternoon, it looks like, looking at this weather app thing that I'm looking at. Yeah, it's not a good scenario. There's not a good sign right here. But we'll see. We'll got another report for you tomorrow. So that's our report. All right, you guys.
Appreciate that very much. And, appreciate the update from live from Cobblestone. Lucas, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide.
Hey, if there's a bright side of the scenario, Dave has made about 4,000 videos on how to tie your boat up right. So at least at this point, everybody's got their boats tied up tight.
Yeah.
Fenders in the right spot. All joking aside, buddy, we wish you the best of luck, and I hope everybody stays safe down there, Dave. Good luck.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. You know, here's the other crazy thing before we start the catch report. What week is this week? This is Bisbee week,
yeah,
right?
I know.
And there's all these mega, mega million-dollar yachts down in Cabo San Lucas that kind of hightail it up to La Paz, from what I understand, because it's a little more protected harbor up on La Paz. But La Paz is supposed to get hit, too. So this is not a good scenario. I mean, this is not pretty.
Just millions of dollars that happen for the fishermen, for the local economy. I mean, think about every hotel. I mean, this is it. This is the heart of big tournament
like the
season.
Absolute worst possible time.
And
crazy. This is the middle of October. Hurricanes don't happen in the middle of October,
right? This is supposed to be the perfect weather.
Yeah.
And that's why the tournaments are now.
Yeah.
Best fishing, best weather it's supposed to be right now.
Yeah,
it's the worst case scenario.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's find out what's biking.
You got it, man. It is time for our catch report. Today, this portion of the show is sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. They have sea surface, temperature, chlorophyll, currents, and more. With Terrafin Mobile, you can access charts on your phone or your mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. We're going to start things off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Ricky, Pete, Dane, Conway, Al, what an interesting show, but boy, Dave kind of trumped us all with that hurricane report. You know, we've been watching that thing for several days, and, you know, we got friends and customers down there, and, oh, my God, it's just thoughts and prayers for everybody. It's going to be difficult. But up here, not quite the interesting weather they've got for sure. But it's been quite the week, really. There's a lot going on in different areas around. The bummer is that we're going to get some wind and swell in our forecast here, so we're just going to have to make the best of it for a few days. Locally, for a little tidbit here, one of the Redondo sport boats yesterday, a handful of nice sea bass along the kelp lines up there, and that's a good sign. We're getting toward that time of year that sea bass starts trickling down from up north and starts showing up along some of the kelp lines of Palos Verdes there. And that stretch from Rocky Point to Flat Rock is always worth checking out. And now we know for sure there's a few of them in there biting, so that's good. With all the local squid that showed up, you know, Huntington Beach is just plugged with that stuff. They're still pounding away on it. That's a good sign. That's definitely a good sign. Local bass fishing off Huntington and the horseshoe there is still okay. You know, for the guys that are savvy about structure fishing, it's been pretty good bass fishing. The horseshoe, you know, conditions have been really pretty good there. 68, 69 degree water, warm, clean, night current. Talco bass biting a little bit. So hopefully this wind coming doesn't change that, but we'll see. On the outside, Nick and Santa Barbara Island both going to be blowing out here for a few days at Catalina. Now, the backside's going to see some of that weather, unfortunately. And, you know, definitely a shame because two more spots of squid showing up in several areas there, backside west and backside middle, mostly for the bait. And this is the time of year when you see those big yellows starting to mount up on the major structure spots. Farnsworth Bank's always a standby. Pedestal Rock's one of my favorites there. The high spots right outside of West Cove are always good. Just a few spots to check. And then offshore, it's definitely been a heroes or zeros situation here. There's a lot of fish around. Not everybody stumbles over them, or when they do, they don't know what to do with them, one or the other. But we've had a resurgence of Dorado, man. We've got some good Dorado scores, and those things, you know, they grow fast. So those little teeny ones we had earlier are growing up a little bit there, so a little bit better grade. Some of those kelps are really holding. You just got to find the right kelp. And lots of bluefin and yellowfin scattered around and kind of two main areas there. One of them has been from the 209, 181, 289 zone, like that. And the other is kind of southeast of the head, southwest of the 43, and then in towards the corner has been another area. There's a lot of fish scattered throughout. The big fish zone on the outside there between Tanner and Cortez definitely looks like it's going to be blown out here for a little bit. And then for a bonus, you know, probably getting towards the end of this, there's some decent signal of marlin still around, kind of from the Avalon Bank over towards the 14 and then in toward the 152 on the ridge there below Catalina, below the east end there. A lot of life in there, a lot of bait, a lot of birds, and a little sprinkle marlin throughout. So marlin season's not quite over yet either. So collectively, we got a lot going on, and do keep an eye on the weather here next few days. But if you get a chance, get out there and catch some fish.
Yeah, today, tomorrow, Monday doesn't look real pretty out there, so just be safe. But Tuesday through, it looks okay, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, it blows for a few days and then it backs off, and, you know, we're just getting into that time of year where we're seeing a little more weather and a little less nice weather, but, you know, that's just what happens when winter starts coming, so we'll see.
It's mid-October. We'll
just... Go bay bass. Go bay bass.
Go bay bass.
Go. Well, yeah, and watch the surf fishing, too, because it's a little big, right, guys?
Yeah, it swells up. Yeah, it swells
up. Want to be on the beach.
Yeah, don't want to be on the beach right now. So, and, of course, fishdope.com has all the info for you, all the weather info, all that stuff. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And,
hey, what's the price at the Chevron station?
What's that?
What's the price of the Chevron station?
Oh, my God. We got earth-shattering news. The price has come down just 30 cents yesterday. And from like a week or so ago, it's almost down a dollar. And it was 608 yesterday morning. Yeah.
Well,
just a lot, but
it's a bargain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I went by Summit yesterday. It was 515.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, Mark. Hey, great to hear from you, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, Mark.
Sounds good. We'll see you guys.
See you, buddy. All right. Now let's head on over to Cedros Island, a fantastic place because if there's a little wind blowing, you got about 20 miles of beautiful lee you get to fish in. And that's we're going to talk to our great friend Rosie over at Cedros Port Fishing. Hey, Rosie.
Hey, you guys. Good morning. I think, first of all, I need to go down to Summit because I paid, I think, $5.80 for gas yesterday.
Yeah,
so I'm going down to Summit. Too funny. You know, we've been watching that hurricane also because, you know, we're just up the road a little ways. And, you know, I had a few customers that were like, is this thing going to keep going? And, you know, everything that I've watched is exactly what Dave said. It just kind of sits there and just hovers over those guys. I heard from Jerry Sue, and she's like, you know, pray for us, sit down, you know, hold on, because that hurricane is not going anywhere fast. And we are very fortunate at Cedros that we are not going to be getting any part of it, so we can definitely continue to fish. Yellowfin are coming in strong. It looks like most of the guys are fly lining mackerel on those, and, you know, getting a good grade of yellowtail, 20 to 25 pounds, going strong there. But I did hear a couple of guys say that, you know, they got them on surface iron too. So yellowtail all day, every day, they just keep on coming. We had a gal down there this week, and she caught herself a yellowtail, rod snapped, and she continued to whine and got that yellowtail over the rail with her broken rod. She ended up hooking it. She hooked it on it was surface iron, and she actually hooked that yellowtail in the shoulder. So, and still got that thing in. Wow. So there you go.
That's right.
And you know what? Your show today is about fly fishing. I don't know if you guys know, but my husband loves to fly fish. And we definitely encourage people who love to fly fish to come on down to Cedros. We had a few fly line guys this year, and every single one of them, we were looking for world records because, as you know, down at Cedros, we had just those monster yellowtail and calicos. And just to let everyone know, we keep our scale calibrated and up to date. So if they come down and they are fly fishing, and they think they got one, we're good to go with them.
Hey, so, Rosie, Al Q and Conway Bowman just said, looked at each other and said, let's go.
Yeah, yeah. I was just going to there's a trail forming under our noses right now.
Maybe you should contact one of those two guys and have them put together a little fly group, huh?
Yeah, I'd love to do
that. Yeah, and the thing that we encourage is, you know, usually when we have a fly group down there, it's really best just to do two per ponga. Obviously, you know, you guys need a little more space, but the reward is great. It's great. Our neighbor Andy was down there in June. He got his personal best 7.5-pound calico on a fly line, and he also got a 22-pound yellowtail on a fly line.
Oh,
so you have to obviously, you know, the weight is a little,
right?
Yeah, wow.
The
weight.
Love to eat the fly, right, Al?
Really do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Andy Fly, you know, ties his own flies, and they just have a great time down there.
Fun.
You know, obviously the weather conditions, you need to bring down other stuff too, because, you know, if there's a little wind pickup, you know, it may not work out as well doing a fly line, but, yeah, there's a lot to be had down there as far as fly fishing. So, come on down.
Are you off the beach, Rosie, down there?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, absolutely. You know what? I forgot about that. Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. When Andy and Rusty were down there, they were saying that from the beach right in front of our lodge, and Ricky, you can tell them this too, and so can my husband. They were fly lining. Actually, they caught halibut. Small halibut. I don't think any of them were legal, but from the beach.
Awesome.
So,
totally.
Okay, Rosie, let's correct you here. Fly lining is what you do with a sardine on a conventional.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Fly fishing
is what you do with a fly rod.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. It's
okay, Rosie.
Well, I'm giggling because
I just want to go in.
I'm just starting off with those guys with fly lining or fly lining.
I
got 22-pound
on a fly line too. No problem.
Guys were fly lining mackerel to get their yellowfin.
Exactly.
That's what I had on my mind.
I'll be doing that too.
We're in, Rosie.
Yeah. Sounds great, Rosie. If somebody wants to come down to Sageville Sport Fishing, wants to put together a group of your own for 2024, like Alan Conway are masterminding right now, how do we do that?
All right, guys. The best way is just to give me a call, 619-772-7570. You can check out our website first at sagrosportfishing.com. Look at the schedule. But also remember, on that schedule, you guys can't see everything. I'm working the schedule out both sides. So if we need to add a trip, we can add trips. Okay?
There you go.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Rosie.
Thanks,
appreciate
Rosie.
That. And we'll talk to you,
you
next Saturday.
You got it. Sounds good.
Thanks, Rosie. All right, let's continue on with our catch report. We're going to head on down to San Diego and C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, boy, I know there's another great week of fishing at C4.
Hi, yeah, but that great fishing we've had all year keeps just rolling on here. A little shift on some of those longer trips there. Not as many bluefin on some of the trips, but definitely some bigger bluefin on there. Highliner came back yesterday morning. They had one just pushing 300 pounds, I think, after, you know, doing the calculations for that clean fish. You know, they had 13 fish, 10 of them were 200 pounds plus, like someone up to 300. Pacifica, they came off of 3 days, 16 bluefin. Their biggest one was right around 240, and some yellowfin in the mix there, too. Aztec, 63 bluefin, 1 yellowfin, and 100 Dorado in their 2.5 day. So, still seeing that really good fishing. Some of the numbers aren't as high in quantity, but some of those fish, I mean, that's a pretty big fish when you're pushing 300 pounds on a 2.5 or 3 day trip there. So, good fishing on those trips there. The 1 day is still picking away there. Bluefin, yellowfin, Dorado, a little bit of yellowtail in the mix there. The full days, San Diego and Sea Watch. Same thing, bluefin, yellowfin, Dorado, skipjack in the mix there. San Diego the other day had 65 yellowfin, I believe it was. 65 yellowfin, 13 Dorado, 5 skipjack. So kind of hard to go wrong with any of those trips there. Tap day trips, new C4 fishing locally still. Calico bass, a little bit of bottom fishing there. You know what we're still allowed to catch in that shallow water. Yesterday afternoon they had 6 yellowtail in the half day. So you know, day before that, three yellowtail and a half day to go along with 13 calico bass and about 60 released. Day before that, I believe they had three yellowtails. So overall, very good fishing on any trip. I mean, you could just randomly pick a trip on there. You're going to go out there, and you're probably going to have some pretty good fishing.
And those half-day yellows were really nice ones, too. We saw the pictures from the social media. You guys did a great job posting there, and they were really nice ones.
Yeah, a lot of those are in that 20 to 30 pound range there. Yeah, I mean, like, again, go out on a half day trip, you know, take a half day of work, or, you know, just leave a little earlier, just take the whole day off and go on both of them, and you got a good shot at some good calico bass fishing, some nice sized yellowtail there. So you've got a little bit more free time. Those full day trips are still cruising right along. Nice mix of fish on there, so it's hard to go wrong right now. A little bit of weather on those longer trips. Through the both canceled trips for those offshore trips for the end of the weekend in there, but that looks like it'll blow through and get right back to normal. And, you know, as we're pushing November here, fishing is still great, so it's definitely not time to put away that gear yet.
That's our plan. We're going to get through this little bit of weather, get right back to catching. Great job, as always, Marcos. Appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
All right. Well, speaking of fantastic fishing and C4 sport fishing, we got Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribute on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great. I understand there's some good fishing to be had right now.
You know what? It's pretty darn good fall fishing. I know we got a little bit of weather coming up here for the next couple of days. I don't foresee that changing anything, but there's been some great hits for on everything, really. There's been some huge dorado hits, bluefin hits, yellowfin hits. I mean, there's been guys in the last week or two that have had the best trips of their season by far.
That's great. I mean, great to see the season rolling so well late. You know, with a little bit of a late start, it's nice to see that we're just like hitting our stride in the fall. You know, we got a lot in front of us.
Yeah, for sure. And what's the Tribute going to do? You have any space available? That's been the hard part, just getting on a boat.
You know, it's crazy. We haven't ran short or more than a couple of guys short here in the last several months. And it just plummeted. I know it's been like that across the board. It's that time of year, you know, you got Halloween and people starting to do their fall plans, but it's also a great chance to get on the boat and fish with possibly a lighter group. Our weekends are sold out here for the next little bit, but there is some availability on weekends throughout November as well. But we just got in this morning from a day and a half. It's an ISPE charter, and it's they kind of messed it up. They had a golf tournament yesterday or day before yesterday in Vegas, so people were torn as to which one to pick. So, started a handful of ladies, and we absolutely killed it. We had 58 dorado yesterday, 27 bluefin, and 13 yellowfin. There was a lot of times where there was only like five or six people fishing. We posted a couple of videos, and 9:30 in the morning, you already got 60 fish on the boat. There's five people fishing.
Yeah. Sweet.
Nice fish, too, the yellowfin. Some of the bluefin and the yellowfin are up into the 50-pound range. They're not small fish.
I knew they were having a really good day yesterday when Mike called me and asked why we weren't answering the phone call, because he wanted to give he had such good fishing and wanted to give the report yesterday and wanted to know why we weren't answering the phone.
I forgot it was Friday. It was Saturday, right?
I was like, man, I've been trying to call for half an hour. The line's busy. You know, things are going well.
That's cool.
Well, if somebody wants to come out, it looks like this weather's going to pass through by Tuesday. You're going to be running some trips. Any availability?
Yeah, Monday night we have a day and a half charter, and then Thursday night we have a one-day trip that's already a go. It's only got a few people on it. Again, Sunday night, the weekend sold out, but, I mean, it's really, really good. Like and it's not, you know, it's not just bluefin, it's not just yellowfin. I mean, we had the whole shebang yesterday. It was, you know, towards the end of the day, a lady came up, she goes, "What are we going to catch next?" And I'm like, I don't know. Let's see. What's left?
Maybe a swordfish. We don't got a whole lot left.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Thursday night's overnight trip, and a lot of this stuff is an easy one-day range. You've seen some of the counts. I mean, there's been just incredible, like, guys getting 200 dorado stops, you know, in U.S. waters. I know Rick on the Ocean Odyssey the other day had, like, a drift for 156 yellowfin or something. Like, it's nuts. It's really, really good.
That's good fishing. Awesome. Well, how do we get a hold of you? Want to go fishing on the Tribute?
Give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383. I think the Pacifica's got a couple open party trips as well coming up. And really, it happens this time every year. There's nothing, no change in fishing. It's as good as it gets right now. And it's just, you know, you start losing your passengers before you lose fish. And we had really, really good fishing the last several years up until, through December.
Yeah. So get on the boat.
Don't put it away just yet.
Prime time.
Sure. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next weekend.
All right. Happy Saturday.
Well, that's going to wrap up our FishDope.com report today. Hey, we talked about it earlier, man. You filled up lately, then you know the pain. Gas prices have been going way up, so now more than ever you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the expanded Summit Gasoline and get the low, low gas prices and diesel prices for your car, truck, or your boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time. Plus, they have 12 diesel pumps. The bistro is full of all the great things you'll need for a day on the water. Plus, you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill-up. Say hi to Martha and the rest of the friendly staff. Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the low prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. Phone.
It's like 100 pounds of free ice at Summit.
Come on,
it's right down the street for you.
Oh,
right?
My gosh, I had no idea.
Yeah. 100 pounds of free ice. How
Holy
cool is that?
Smokes.
Yeah.
They're the best. Yeah, they're super cool. Hey, well, the phones are absolutely packed solid. If you want to get your chance to get through, 213-432-1090. We had one line open during the break. We were full going into the catch port, but there's an open phone line right now, 213-432-1090. Let's jump back in and talk to John. He comes from Escondido this morning. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Have you seen who's in front of you?
John's
kind of in the background there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, why don't we jump back into him and grab another one? How about Bruce from Lemon Grove up on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, Bruce?
Hey, guys, great show.
Yeah. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, great show, Bruce. Man. Very informative. I've been out fly fishing using my buddy's gear, and that's kind of coming to a close. He said I got to get my own. So where do you recommend me to go get hands-on to kind of check out what I'm going to purchase?
Where are you located?
In a local shop
in San Diego? Where are you?
Lemon Grove.
Oh, Lemon Grove. Okay, so two great fly shops in town. There's Stroud Tackle, Rick, right off of Stroud Tackle off Marina Boulevard.
And they're back open.
They've been open. Yeah. Ever since Bill and Eileen passed, Rick has been running it.
Is he open every day?
You know, I don't know.
Sort of.
I think he sort of is. I think it's Thursday through Saturday or something like that. But Rick is great. And then also
in the Marina area.
Yeah. And then also the Fly Stop, which is up in up around, I think it's Kearney Mesa, that area.
Okay.
Yeah. They're great. Yeah. Both shops are excellent, and they'll point you in the right direction.
I got to be honest with you. I didn't even know about the Fly Stop.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they did
great.
They're
great online, too.
Yeah,
oh, do
great.
They?
Yeah.
I order flies from
them. Yeah.
Okay. But they actually have a physical store up there.
They do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's jam-packed full of stuff, just like Stroud. You walk in, there's not one piece of space in that.
Is that right?
And I've called them, and they've been great help.
Yeah,
they're good people.
Yeah. Both are great shops. I highly recommend checking both of them out.
And again, the good thing about guys in the fly world is whatever level, they're going to sell you stuff, of course, but they're going to help guide you into, because they want to hook you. They want to get you, like, the disease of fly fishing into your blood, right?
Well, you have a really good point, because the only way I started fly fishing when I went up moved up to Washington State from California, I literally just called a fly shop up in, Alberta, Canada, and just said, I want to learn, because I was headed up there anyway. And so literally that's how I learned how to fly fish. Whenever I go to a new river, I always get a guide. Whenever I head out, you got to learn your rivers, your waterways. And then the great thing is every single time, every year that I get a guided trip, I learn something new and I just refine my skills. And so highly recommend get a hold of those fly shops.
So the other thing too is the San Diego fly fishers are at Lake Murray every Sunday for free casting lessons.
That's awesome.
That's the first place I ever casted a fly.
And what that does, it enables someone who wants to get into fly fishing to build sound fundamentals in casting. So all you're going to do is build a foundation in casting. So you go out, they provide all the gear, all the people instruct, and then so you're, that's a great launch pad to really become proficient at the sport.
And it's free.
Free every Sunday at Lake Murray. You can go.
At what time?
I think they start at like 7 or 8 o'clock,
yeah,
and they go till noon.
Okay.
And it is great. As I said, they provide all the rods, all the instructors show up. They will dial you in. In fact, they've probably put more people through that program that are fly fishing in San Diego today than anybody else.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
They're great.
Great way to learn.
Just look up Stroud Tackle. Looks like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 10
there you
to
go.
4.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Go check it out.
Very good. Hey, great text here, and this is something that we're talking about is giving back here, too. And this is from Harry in Chula Vista, and he says, I really appreciate your group working with the youth in our region. To me, this is the best business to be in. While I give tours at the Living Coast Discovery Center, I've found explaining the world around them is something they are very grateful to learn.
Yeah.
The tides, the gravity, the marshes, the wetlands, the seasons, decomposers can be discussed in a short time to open up their world. What is your point of contact? I'd love to share my ideas with your ideas and to experience nature. And he says, thanks for all you do. So if you have people out there that are listening, go, hey, these are a couple of great programs. How do I get involved?
Yeah. So San Diego, casthope.org.
And you need volunteers?
We need volunteers. If you're running a nature center, if you're involved in any sort of community outreach, I want to build the Cast Hope community throughout San Diego County, not just in the areas we are. I want to have sort of community leaders in each silo of San Diego to bring in these kids and to get them into the program. Mm-hmm. And as I said, if you work at a nature center or recreation center, you're going to provide a great opportunity for these kids. So please contact us, and I'd love to get as many people involved as we can.
Yeah,
that's great. Awesome.
Absolutely.
And Mayfly Project?
Yeah, so a couple ways to do that. Of course, our founders, Caitlin and Jeff, are just amazing. And, you can get a hold of them through the mayflyproject.com, and then they can connect you with the lead mentors in the area in which you're located. But we lead mentors, can also work specifically with folks like yourself who want to give back. And we're always asking for mentors. Go on to locations, find the project near you, and then that goes in, and it goes to the lead mentors, and we can get in touch. But most definitely, Jess and Caitlin are awesome out of Northern Idaho and out of Arkansas, and they just want to connect us all over. So please get in touch through the mayflyproject.com.
All right. And John and Mira Mesa just texted me and said the FYI, the fly stops in Mira Mesa.
Mira Mesa.
Okay. Right. Yeah. All right.
Excellent.
Very good.
Good deal. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Park Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat, from the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system. My Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it. at home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancherLandAero.com. It's unique.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush Series Hoop Net Line, the original hoop net designed for SoCal lobster hooping. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
Gamakatsu has always been the name in fish hooks, but now they're making a name in fillet knives. Custom-designed Gamakatsu fillet knives feature G-grip handles for secure grip, built with 420 J2 stainless steel and a diamond-like carbon finish to retain the edge and resist rust. The Gamakatsu fillet knife comes in a variety of shapes and sizes and even comes with a durable sheath for protection. Gamakatsu also makes amazing everyday carry knives, too. Get Gamakatsu knives at your local tackle retailer or at gamakatsu.com.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Saturday, November 4th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. First time, as we said before, we've had an open phone line since the start of the show.
Yeah.
If you want to get through, a great opportunity, 213-432-1090.
And three of you, thank you very much.
Yeah, you guys.
I know
cool.
A couple of you came from a long distance, and we appreciate your time. What you're doing is so great, taking these kids and you, Conway, here locally, and mentoring them into something that is just so fantastic, and getting them in touch with nature. I think that's what's so cool about fly fishing. It's not about the catch or how much pounds you take home or any of that stuff. It's all about the experience, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, and that's what I dig about it.
I'm the same with people. I've gotten into fly fishing a lot more later in my career, and I really like it. And when I talk to people about fly fishing, I always jokingly say that I don't like fly fishing nearly as much as I like being in the places where you go fly fishing at.
Right.
You know, and like it like a, you know, casting a surface iron, you're just hoping to hook a big fish, and fly fishing is just a, it's taken in the whole thing, the big trees, the bite, the wave, the cast, whatever it is, like you really take in all of it, and it's a lot more about just, you know, waiting for the drag to come off the reel.
Our former compadre co-host Marty Milner is the one that introduced me to fly fishing, and he used to quote, I forget the name of the show, but it was like, trout don't live in ugly places,
right?
Except San Ana River Lakes, but they don't live there. They don't live there.
That's
either, right?
Yeah,
no, they don't really live there.
No. Oh, yeah. I mean,
they're just visiting.
Yeah. Exactly, but
prisons.
Yeah. Who was that guy? I mean, it was a show on TV. But anyway, it's so true, right?
Yeah.
That's. I mean, you're going to it, and the same thing with going to the beach and fly fishing.
That's what I'm saying.
Fly fishing for corbina or perch or what halibut or whatever. That's a beautiful place to be and have your toes in the sand.
I love waking up in the morning, watching the sunrise, and even talking to the surfers. Everybody's present.
Yeah,
you know,
they're doing what they love to do.
Exactly. And then you can't beat it, standing in the middle of a river, North Fork of the Coeur d'Alene up there. Bald eagles flying overhead, moose off to the side, and you're just standing there in the middle, just catching fish casting it out, and just like in awe. I'm just standing there, and this is just going around, happening around me.
Right.
And it's just, you can't beat it. Serene, and just lets you take away and...
I love it.
Cool. Another serene place that's right in our backyard is the Eastern Sierra. And Sean from Blossom Valley says, I would like to try fly fishing in the Eastern Sierra next summer. Is there a good campground or area you think would be better for an experienced camper or a novice fly fisherman? You guys have any ideas on
that?
Boy,
you know, I take the family. We just kind of camp on a lot of BLM land. Mm-hmm. So there is a campground at Pleasant Valley, which is right outside of Bishop. It's okay. Sure. And it's that's on the lower Owens. Going into Bishop, it's called Chalk Bluffs. It's a great place to start fly fishing.
Yeah,
there are great campgrounds around Mammoth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful campgrounds.
Awesome. And if you stay in Mammoth, you can access Hot Creek, the upper Owens River, yeah, which is excellent. Yeah. Also Lake Crowley. So it's a great central area. And then if you want to go up towards Bridgeport and the East Walker, it's only an hour and a half drive. So the Mammoth area, lots of great campgrounds there, and a lot of great fly fishing opportunities. So yeah.
Last year we stayed, we used an Adventures and Camping trailer, and we stayed on that Browns Owens campground. And, I mean, you want to talk about a place that truly, I mean, the Owens, like, it flows 10 feet from where your trailer is at. I mean, you know, people joke about it. I mean, you could absolutely cast from your trailer to rising fish.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But being a brand new fly fisherman, they're fish that have seen a lot of flies, you know, and so we saw that. You know, there was fantastic fishing, but a very short walk up or down, and all of a sudden the fishing was completely different. You know, right in front of it, you'd see them happening. Catching them was a whole other story. For somebody that was as novice as I and likely our you know, the texter with a new question, I'm sure somebody at the expert level, like, you know, Jane and everybody else that's in here, would have no problems. But you want to talk about a very cool starting point and an easy walk up and down. It was nothing. We got an Adventures in Camping. They put a trailer right there, and, you know, the Owens literally meandered feet from where you were sleeping. Cool. It was awesome. Yeah.
And Jane referenced earlier in the show about hiring a guide.
Oh, absolutely.
That is so important. Dude, and there are so many great guides in the Eastern Sierra, especially like Lake Crowley and also the different rivers and lakes up on the Mammoth Basin and East Walker and all that stuff, right? And hire a guide the first day and get the feel.
And that's going to get you to where you're going to be proficient at understanding the types of flies and the cast that's going to be required. Because if you don't have a guide, it can be really overwhelming. Because reading the water and figuring out the currents, a guide one day will make you that much better of an angler the next day.
Yeah, and I have to say, I mean, I just came out of a hip replacement. And so, you know, I'm 3 months out, and here we are up off the Kern. I had, you know, if I didn't understand the safety of it all, you know, I had my wading stick with me, and I had, you know, my rod here, and I did not, I went in, you know, sure, I was able to wade in a little way. And, you know, but, you know, if you don't get the guide or even the fly clubs, you know, Orange County Fly Fishers were just up there. Long Beach Casting Club was just up in the, you know, Sierras. Get in touch with the guides. Get in touch with these clubs, because they've got stuff going on, and you need to learn the safety of it and how to, you know, you enjoy it as well and read the rivers and what does that mean. Yeah,
for sure. I'm going to throw a plug in for a guide that I fished with up there that I really think is exceptional. His name is Tom Lippin. It's Rippin' Lips Fly Fishing.
He's great.
He's really good. Excellent. And he's well connected in that community. He's also a snowboard instructor.
That's right.
He works at the Wave Rage up there, and he's well connected with Rick Sports Center right next door to that.
I love
that shop too. He's really, really good. So it's Rippin' Lips Fly Fishing is his website, and it's lippintom@yahoo.com.
Yeah. And he does still water, so he'll take you on the valley.
Yeah.
He'll take you on the rivers.
Yeah.
He'll cover it all.
Yeah, yeah, we've had some good experience as well with STM Fly Shop there out of Bishop.
STM? Okay.
Yeah, and so, and then, of course, the Bueller Brothers as well have done great. So, yeah, definitely.
Lots of good ones up there,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And boy, this is the
And Yosemite has some great ones, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yosemite Valley's got some
great. You're not so much into the trout thing, are you, Al?
You know, I don't really...
It's not your deal.
No, I love it.
Oh, I do?
I love it. I just don't have the opportunities as much.
To get up there.
Yeah.
Whereas the nice thing about fishing in the surf, it's right in your backyard.
Right.
That's the great thing about it.
And you can do it for an hour.
Right.
You can go before work. You can go on your drive home, and you can hit it for an hour or two. It's like the most accessible fishery there is.
It's like an executive golf course.
Totally.
You hit it for a couple of hours, and you go home.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of that, I have to say, so I work for a national nonprofit, Digital Promise, and we are having a retreat coming up in New Mexico in a couple weeks. And so three of my colleagues have never fly fished before, so we're going to come in a few days early, and
awesome.
We're going to you know, connect with the Mayfly Project in Santa Fe and with the local guy shop there, High Desert, and we're going to go out and raise some money for the local Mayfly Project there.
How cool.
And but my colleagues have never fly fished before, so it's pretty sweet. So we're just
fishing like Blue Ribbon water of San Juan River?
Dude, so we're going to start up, a couple of us are going to start up at the San Juan, going to go with About Trout up there, the guide service, and then we're going to head on back down to, you know, Santa Fe itself there and either do the Rio Grande or the Chama. It depends what's hitting at the time, right? So, yeah, and so we're going to get them on the water and introduce. I've already introduced another one of my colleagues to it when we go on these, you know, trips. So, yeah, definitely get out there.
That's all right.
Great stuff.
Hey, I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase their famous spices, their rubs, and that great poke kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make those processing reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128.
Let's jump into the phones.
You got it. They're jam-packed up. Let's this time. We're going to talk to Hills, Connors of Ventura, this morning. What's up, Hills? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, what a great show. It's very exciting. So up here in Ventura, there's a guy, Gary Bula. Maybe he's going to be at the Double Hall Ball, but he's a great guide, and he set me up with my surf, you know, fly rig, and he gave me a lesson, and just to, you know, for free. He's such a nice guy. He was teaching me the fundamental was the 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock thing. Is that a common mark for your back cast and your forecast? You know, back to 2 o'clock, forward to 10 o'clock. Is that the fundamental that you start off with?
I'm gonna say no. That's not the fundamental. There should be no clocks in fly fishing. Okay, let's get rid of the clocks because a long cast might require a 180 degree cast where you go back 180 degrees and come forward 180 degrees. A short cast, maybe 30-foot cast, might be 11-to-1 cast. So there's no, you can't use the clock. The clock is only maybe to show you, to equalize your back cast and your forward cast. Maybe that's the clock is good in that sense. But as far as fishing, what you're doing dictates how long the stroke will be to make the cast. It all depends on how you're fishing, what you're fishing for, how far you want to cast.
Yeah.
It's really that you can't just say 10-to-2 because that's kind of misinformation.
I think 10-to-2 is a good starting point, and then you kind of go from there. It's sort of a foundation.
It's a foundation. But, most freshwater people.
Yeah, if you look at a lot of fly casting books, they talk about the clock. But after that, you know, it's. Yeah, you'll figure out your own sort of, you know, you'll develop a foundation that's different than that.
Yeah.
And yeah, the stroke, like I said, the stroke length is going to dictate your cast.
The hardest thing for me in fly fishing is the waiting game. Waiting for that rod to load on the back cast, right?
That's right.
I mean, that is such
slow
an important part of it, right?
Diane Rudolph said it best. Imagine you're casting in a bowl of Jell-O.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to really slow everything down. Yeah. Once you rush, you get in trouble.
Yeah.
And you know, if people are on a boat, on a flats boat, and they see a permit coming, they immediately rush it and blow the cast. Instead of taking that breath, getting into that zen moment, and just relying on a good back cast. If you make a really good back cast, your forward cast is going to go where it wants to go.
Yeah. And a lot of times we find ourselves water loading too. Mm-hmm. And so when you come water load it and then look behind it to see where it's at, bring it forward. So, but there's also some, you know, up in Ventura, got some great beaches up there. We've been up there at Emma Wood and Santa Claus Lane and, you know, just doing some great, and Muscle Shoals. But there's some great, also if you want to extend your learning too, you know, the Kern River Fly Shop does classes out there right there on Rincon. And and Casey Cloud out of Santa Claus Lane. So there's always going to be options, like, because if you want to do a group class, it's pretty cool with Kern, you know, the Kern River Fly Shop coming out there. But Casey Cloud's out of Santa Claus Lane as well. So, and then there's a bunch of us who are always out there. So just come up, and if you see someone with a fly rod, come talk to us. We are always, you know, chatting it up and
that's
helping
so cool.
each other. So, yeah.
Hey, great text here from Kevin in San Clemente. He says, awesome show, Conway. Could you explain what are the uses for leaded lines when fly fishing?
Leaded lines, so sinking lines. So those are if you're fishing subsurface. So if you're fishing in saltwater, tuna, yellowtail, pretty much anything in saltwater. So a leaded or sinking line will get you deeper in the water. And each line is a different weight. The higher the grain weight, so if it's 500 grains, it's going to go much deeper than a 200 grain fly line. And so when I'm saltwater fly fishing, other than mako sharks, I'm primarily using a sinking or as you call it, a leaded line. So, that's what you need because most of those fish are subsurface.
Yeah.
And also one thing I want to say is you're going to fish a head system. It's not a level line. There's going to be more weight in the front of that fly line with almost like a mono or thinner running line. So imagine like a 30-foot head of sinking line. It would be equivalent to throwing a Zara Spook. Yeah. Okay.
And then, and also you got to really think about how much the sink, how fast it is.
Yes,
so we're our sink rate that we like from the surf up there, we like 5 to 7 seconds.
Yeah.
So what would be the ideal line? What do you guys use in the surf as far as a line? Like I've been told, there's a line, I forget what it's called, like a 200 grain.
It depends on where you're fishing, but I would say, like they said, grain weight is going to determine the sink rate, how many inches per second. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's tungsten lines, T8, T11, T14.
They're going to sink faster than...
Right. T14 might sink 7 inches a second. T8 might be, like, 6 or 5 inches a second. So it depends, and it's also the diameter of the line. Mm-hmm. Thinner lines are going to sink a little easier than heavier, thicker lines.
And Jane, what's your favorite up in Victoria area there?
Yeah, I the line itself, like we do the 5 to 7 sink. Anytime and of course, it depends on what you're willing to pay or not. But it depends on the rod, depends on sink, but definitely 5 to 7. IPS is really needed.
5 to 7 inches per second.
Inches per second.
Okay.
That's so cool. Great info. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas and that great Corvina Diaries by Al Q. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen, for fishermen in Mission Bay.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Saturday, November 4th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater tackle experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano, like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, we're going to find out who's got themselves a $300 gift certificate to Costa and that great book by Al Q, Corbina Diaries. Jane's going to do us the honors, flipping the prize coin. And even with our practice, yeah, we slipped off the table, but we're going to do it again.
I can do this.
Okay. All we have a texter today. Congratulations, John in Mira Mesa. You're stoked, man.
Yeah.
Al Q's great book and a $300 contribute to Costa.
Yeah, good for you. All right. Hey, so Mayfly Project, give us the details on how people get involved.
Yeah, so head on out to the mayflyproject.com. Go to locations, and you can locate that Los Angeles project, and then it'll have information there on how to contact us. And I'm the lead mentor. Feel free anytime just to reach out.
Al, thank you very much, Jane. Great job. Double haul ball.
We're having a fly fishing party on November 18th.
Sounds like something.
Saturday, November 18th.
Saturday, November 18th.
And you can register for that lunch at longbeachcastingclub.org, but you need to register by Monday, November 13th.
Okay, and you can just come to the ball.
You can come to the ball, pay $25 for a ticket,
at
and
the
spend
door
all day and have an amazing day there.
And it's at the Long Beach Casting Club.
The Long Beach
and
Casting
Club. And we'll have booths there, too, all
yeah
of us.
Yep. And you two going to be there, too?
I'll be there as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then as far as Cast Hope and Conway, of course, if somebody wants to go fly fishing for Mako sharks, how do we find you?
Okay, Cast Hope first.
Let's
do that. So casthope.org and find the San Diego chapter. All the information's there, and we'd love to get the San Diego community involved. If you want to catch a Mako shark on a fly, conwaybowman.com, and get ready to catch the biggest fish of your life on a fly rod.
Dude, I want to
catch and release.
Catch and release only.
Yeah.
And I want to say congratulations. 40 years at the city, retired from Lake Hodges.
That's right. I was with the city water department for 40 years, and I'm retired. Now I'm full-time guiding.
Congratulations. Congratulations, Conway. That's so awesome. And keep up the great work, all of you, for what you're doing with the community. And Al, you want the Corbina Diaries. How do we get that?
You can go to... Oh, that's a good question. Just go to alquattrocci.com.
Al?
Q-U-A-T-T-R-O-C-C-H-I.
All right. Perfect. All right. Thanks, Al.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thank you. Thanks to JP for manning the phones and the board. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And thank you for all your great questions, your texts, your calls, and being supportive of Let's Talk Hookup. We've got tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Howie Stretch from Newport Vessels. That's going to be a really interesting show. Kayaks, vessels, and more. Electric outboards, the new wave of all that. It's going to be interesting. Howie's great, and we'll see you tomorrow morning right here on Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.